were the usual flecks of blood. Nothing to panic about, he'd been assured. More coughing, more mucus. COPD, they called it. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. When told, Deborah Quant had formed her lips into a thin line. Not so surprising, is it? And the very next day, she had brought him a glass specimen jar of indeterminate age. Its contents, a section of lung, showing the bronchial tubes. Just so you know, she'd said, pointing out what he'd already been shown in a computer screen. She had left the jar with him. On loan or to keep? For as long as you need it, John. He was rinsing the sink when he heard the door behind him open. Did you leave your inhaler at home? He turned towards her. She was leaning against the door, one foot crossed over the other, arms folded, head cocked.
There's nowhere safe, he muttered.
Her pale blue eyes scanned the room. Nothing here I haven't seen before. You feeling okay? Never better. He splashed water on his face and dabbed it with a towel. Next step is an exercise program.
Starting tonight?
Her smile widened. If you promise not to die on me.